That is time to check in on the markets with Giles Beckford. How are they looking with that coronavirus?
Well, they're looking lower, but they've trimmed their losses on Wall Street. Some overseas stories are talking about stocks tanking and stumbling and sinking and the rest of it. I wouldn't say it was panicky out there. There's obviously concern that's showing through, particularly for tourism, hotels, casino, travel stocks. Those are some of the hardest hit. Interestingly, some of those who are doing well out of it, cleaning product companies, which may not be a surprise. Dow Jones Industrial Average currently down 344 points. That's about 1.2%. The other major indices, the NASDAQ and the S&P 500, are also down about 1.3%. Our own top 50 index tumbled yesterday, down 54 points. That was about 0.5%. It starts the morning 11,807. No doubt it will pick up the negative tone of overseas markets. How much of negativity flows through to local actions, we'll have to wait and see. The main companies that face the hit there, Air New Zealand, Auckland Airport and Tourism Holdings, all took a little bit of a fall yesterday. Although we did speak to Tourism Holdings, who said that the company's seen nothing yet from the coronavirus affecting its business. It's just watching and waiting. The New Zealand dollar, it has fallen 0.5% against the US dollar, 65.5 US, 96.9 Australian, 50.2 British pence, 0.594 euro, 71.4 Japanese yen, and 4.54 yuan. Brent crude oil showing through, down $1.50. That's about 2.5%, $59.20 US a barrel. That's on the basis that China, being one of the world's biggest oil importers, if its economy does slow down, then obviously its demand or its need for oil will also be reduced. And gold, as you would expect, some times of uncertainty, up $9, $1,579 US dollars an ounce. Those numbers and everything else that's happening in financial markets, we'll bring you 12:15 in Midday Report.